Before we get into this episode of the Sneaker Podcast, we want to remind you to check out Qualiti.com. Qualiti is one of the best streetwear brands out there right now. The perfect pants that go with the perfect pair of sneakers. They got long tees, they got hoodies, jackets, bomber jackets, especially getting into their new spring and summer product. Go check it out, Qualiti.com. You could use our promo code TSP20 to get 20% off your order. Amazing. If you order over $100, you're getting free shipping. Go check it out, Qualiti.com. That's Qualiti.com. Let's get to the show. What's up, everyone? Welcome back to the Sneaker Podcast. This is a very special episode. Why? Because it's Extra Laces. And we're talking about Air Max Day. I got my brother Christopher Chu here. What up, Chris?
What up?
We also got our boy Clarell in the house. What up, Clo?
What's up, guys?
And we also got another very special guest, Mr. Sean Collard in the house. What up, Sean?
What's up, guys?
And yeah, guys, Air Max Day. A big day for Nike. A big month for Nike, I want to say, because I feel like the build-up to Air Max Day is just so crazy over the past few years that they've kind of really exploded.
What year are we in? Year four? Year of four, like, of Air Max
that sounds
Day,
month?
Right?
Yeah.
I think, Chloe, I got to ask you, because everyone knows you as Mr. Air Max 95. What does Air Max Day mean to you?
Bubbles.
Mm-hmm. Ah, okay.
Bubbles, 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 bubbles.
That's what it means to me.
Champagne.
Yeah.
A lot of air units and just a lot of drops throughout the whole month leading to the big drop.
Yeah. So, and of course, the big drop this year being the Air Max 97-1, the Sean Wotherspoon. Is this a collaboration? Because technically he designed the shoe from nothing and kind of put two, an Air Max 97 and an Air Max 1 together, and it just works, in my opinion. Sean, how do you feel about this? Like the corduroy on this shoe, the fact that he did take a 97 and a Air Max 1 and put them together, I think it's dope.
That's super dope.
So this whole year was based on votes of last year? Was that it?
Yes. Like, they're launching it out to the retail market because of last year, because of the voting when they did the Atmos Air Max 1, and they did what else did they do? They also did that Atmos Jordan 3. You remember that pack?
That pack was amazing,
tell you the truth. Yep. But it's kind of everyone voted on different people, and Sean Wotherspoon was the one that took the crown, and I think he deserved it. I voted for him.
Yeah, it's a good design. It, like, I think it it speaks to a lot of type of Air Max collectors, something for everyone. Like, I think the purists can appreciate it in some way, and the people that's just getting into Air Max can also appreciate it.
I like it. It's different. Piece. It's really different. I like the colorway. I feel like it's just
corduroy-y.
The pastels and everything, man. Yeah. I agree. It's nice.
It looks like every pair of pants I had in elementary school put on a shoe.
Okay.
You know? And the thing I love about corduroy is it looks better with age, in my opinion.
True.
I think 97 ones will really pop after a few years of wear and start to fray a little bit, just like the pants did back in the day.
Yeah. The shape is nice.
Shape is very nice.
I'm usually not a fan of combining other people's other shoes' soles to other shoes' uppers, but this one's okay.
It works.
It's like, we'll allow it, but I think a lot of people are big fans of it.
Yeah.
I'm down with it. I like all that hybrid stuff.
There's been a crazy hype for this shoe over the past year.
Yeah, well, ever since the Complex Con, like, preview/release of that shoe, for me, it's been pretty hype.
Yeah. Everyone, well, all those friends and family pairs that you see, like, influencers getting or brand ambassadors getting.
Whenever you see that van, right?
That's right.
They're like the old Volkswagen van, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, that thing is crazy.
So you asked whether it was we consider it a collab. I think it has 1 foot in the collab column and 1 foot in the non-collab column.
Yeah, I got you. I got you. Just because, you know, what is Sean Wotherspoon really? He's the owner of Round 2.
Yeah.
You know, the founder of Round 2 and the gallery, of course.
Yeah.
But he's really an artist when it comes down to it. Because if you watch any of those Round 2 videos, he really is into the art of sneakers, design, and just the culture.
Yeah.
I find he's very involved that way.
Yeah.
Another thing that's kind of been big about Air Max Month this year is the Air Max 270 that I feel is making a massive splash in the sneaker world just because there's been so many pairs and so many different colorways. And I find that this shoe is something that, you know, there's going to be so many colorways of. You know, it could work for a while. You can color block this all day.
Oh, easily. Yeah.
How did you guys feel about that? Like, Sean, do you like it?
You know what? I think, I'm not sure if it was when they launched exactly, but I was in New York City not too long ago during March break, and I saw them. They were everywhere, like the Nike Town, the Nike, the Soho store, and I was getting a little bit swept up in it, and I thought, maybe I need these. Maybe I want these.
It's working.
And I kept picking them up, and I was like, I can't do it, you know? But I think they're nice, but... I don't know. Is it too much at one time? Because it's there's a bunch of colorways all over already. And
what of it made you like, maybe I should hold off for now? Like, you know,
honestly, it's just because there's other stuff that I want. So I'm going to spend my money, especially if I'm in New York City already, I'm spending a lot of money anyway. So it was one of those things where I was like, I'll hold off to see if there's something else I want to buy, and end up by finding two pairs anyway of something else. But that's why I held off. Heard. But I still like them. I don't know that I'll get a pair though.
Do you so do you believe eventually at one point in your life you will own an Air Max 270?
I can't say never. I won't say never.
Gotcha. Yeah.
But all right. If there might be one colorway that comes out, I'm like, I gotta have that one. Might be a colorway that'll do it for me.
Yeah, I
think it's gonna be ID'd.
Yeah.
For you.
See,
like, that's what you're going to do.
I'm going to do it. Yeah. Vault.
Okay. Nice. That's a good idea. Yeah. Like I said, like with all these colorways and stuff, I think Vault. Having it do Nike ID would be a great opportunity for Nike. But I mentioned this on a few past episodes of the podcast about the Air Max 270. Chris, I think I told you that I was a really big fan of that triple black colorway.
Yes, yes, yes.
I find it super sleek. It's super nice. And I think they did a great job with the air bubble, making that completely black. And I think they did also a great job at the upper. Just everything matches so well. And they did fantastic, in my opinion.
What's kind of blocking me from getting a pair right now? Because I really like it. I like the shape. I like the big bubble of it all. What's stopping me is picking a colorway and then being good with telling myself that there won't be another colorway that comes out that I prefer.
Right. Knowing what other colorways is coming.
Yes, yes. Yeah, okay. So I don't know if it's going to take a collab. I don't know if it's going to take like... I don't know.
There's something about them print? I like. I agree with you. Yeah. Yeah. There's something has got. Something's going to catch me eventually, I think.
Yes. I'm waiting for that. The it factor.
Right.
But big fan.
Yeah.
I like it.
I like that.
Yeah.
They've done a mock-up of like. So they did the thing where they hybrid did like the 270 already.
Oh,
like
yeah.
Just as a what if type of scenario. And I was like, no, stop it. Stop. It's like putting that big ass bubble on another upper.
Okay. No.
I think with that big of a bubble, you need an upper that just you don't pay attention to.
Like simple.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, like simple. Are you talking about the Air Force 270?
I think
it's kind of got a strap on top and stuff.
Anything, I don't see in my head another upper that would work with that big of a bubble.
Gotcha.
I could see a sock with a zipper with a big little acronym sign on us.
Ooh.
Okay.
Big hopes over here.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Chloe, I got to ask you, how do you feel about Atmos coming back this year and coming up with the Air Max 1 Safari and also the 95?
I think it's dope. I think it's really good. I kind of regret not getting a pair because I feel like my first pair is going to crumble eventually.
So you own the 95.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
And do you remember approximately when you got that pair?
I have no idea. Oh,
it's
my
been
gosh.
It's been a while. Yeah.
And fuck. No. They're in great condition, though.
Hardly wear them.
Nice. Probably wear them once a year or something.
From what I can see from people that have picked up the new pairs, looks like quality is crazy insane on point.
Okay. Yeah, yeah,
is
yeah.
That
totally.
A, is that a,
I mean,
a thing?
I don't see how you can make that shoe in low quality.
Yeah.
Right?
Okay.
With all the types of material and all the types of animal hair that
you're
incorporating.
Yeah, there's a lot going on there.
You
yeah.
can't fake that.
It's true.
Right?
I really want to see this pair, the pair that was just released
hand,
compared to my first pair.
Yeah, yeah.
My first pair was sitting,
You
though.
Can ask a Hardy girl.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Will do.
And I got to give big props, actually, to Hardy girl, because looking at her Instagram stories this entire Air Max month, I'm pretty sure she has worn Air Max every single day of Air Max month, which I've said in a previous episode, that's got to be tough to do.
For sure.
I got that.
You know? Yeah. Yeah. Easily. But you know what's crazy? I haven't worn a pair of Air Max all month.
Wow. Well,
really? In your defense, you were on vacation.
Yeah.
Like
count.
beach time.
Yeah, yeah.
You know what? I'm going to do it next month.
Nice.
Whole
every
month.
Like get a jump on 2019.
That's right.
Yeah. Air Max month 2019 starts now.
Yeah. So we're 95s for 30 days.
Yeah.
Before we jump back into like the releases that are coming for this special Air Max day, Sean, you just recently purchased two Air Maxes, right?
Yeah.
Like I saw you took a trip. You mentioned you
took
a trip
New York.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I got the Ultramarine, the 180, Air Max 180s.
Yep.
The OG colorway there. And I got the Aquas from they were originally in 88 were a women's only release, a women's only colorway. And they released them for men's. And I got them at the Atmos store in Harlem.
Ooh. Oh, the actual Atmos store.
Yeah. Yeah.
Jeez,
yeah.
Nice.
I didn't see them anywhere in the city. And I happened on the last day we were there, we went up to Harlem and I walked in. I'm like, oh my God, they're still there. And I said I had to get them. They're so nice in hand.
The colorway
good call.
Was sick.
Yeah. Did you always appreciate the colorway back when it was only for women's or no?
No, no. I didn't even know until they released it recently that they were a women's colorway. I had no idea. Yeah. But when I saw it in person, I was like, yeah, I had to have it.
How's the shape on it? Like
nice.
A toe box.
Yeah, it's similar to the 30th. Well, they are part of the 30th anniversary pack, right? So it's toe box looks pretty good to me anyway. I'm not the expert on Air Max ones, but...
So did which shoe came first during your trip? Which shoe did you purchase first?
The Aquas. Yeah.
Aquas. And did that kind of push you or prompt you or help with the purchase of your second Air Max during your trip?
No, I wanted the Ultramarines first.
Okay.
And then the way I work at New York City is I scan the city for the first couple of days.
Okay.
And then on the last day I go and make a bunch of purchases.
Okay.
And so I like I said, the last day we were there, we went up to Harlem to check my that one, the 125th Street, and I went to Atmos and they were there, so I was like, I can't leave without these. I hadn't seen them. I think they were on Nike. They must have been on Nike at some point, but and then so I knew I wanted to get the 180s anyway, and so I got the Air Max ones first, and then went back and got the 180s. Yeah.
So
no Jordans this time.
I was really surprised. I was like, oh, I wonder what you're gonna buy. Like, the access over there is a bit different from the access in Montreal.
Sure.
So, pretty interesting to see that you got all these Air Maxes.
Yeah. And it was totally. I wasn't even thinking about Air Max month or my Air Max day. It was just one of those things that happened that I wanted to pick up.
Maybe in the back of your mind.
It was somewhere in there.
Yeah,
subconscious.
Are
absolutely.
We March? Yeah. Did wifey get Air Maxes? Or
my wife she got the navy pair that was a women's only release this year. She got the women's, so the navy pair of the Air Max ones, and she got the Jordan one zips.
Yeah.
And she got a third pair. She beat me again. She bought three pairs.
Wow.
Yeah. I'm blanking.
Is
on
it an Air Max?
Pair.
Then we don't need to know.
The which? No, it's not an Air Max. Yeah, sorry. My bad. Yeah. She got one Air Max. Yeah, she did.
That's good. So... For March,
yeah.
Have you purchased more Air Max or more Jordans?
More Air Max.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. I see a pattern.
I think only Air Max this month.
There you
turning
go.
The corner.
Yeah, that's right.
You say you're not being influenced, but I don't know.
Been fully influenced.
Yeah.
There's brainwashed.
Still time to buy more Air Max.
There's always time.
Always. And for the people that don't know Sean, if you haven't heard of him before, he's the co-founder of OG Support Group, always known as a big Jordan head, right? Now,
I think it's the Jordan head.
I wouldn't say the. One of.
No, I'm saying it, man.
Oh, you're saying it? Okay, well, thank you. Then, coming from you, it must be real then.
We'll say the. Do you see a lot of people straying away from Jordan and going more Air Max these days?
I think so. I think... The talk now is all about comfort, right? So I think Jordans, generally speaking, especially if the retros, they're not super comfortable. So I think Air Maxes in general are more comfortable than the Jordans. So
yeah, well,
but I think there's been a big push though with, you know, the releases of the Blacksmith 3s and all the 3s that have been coming out has been really a big push. So people are jumping back on the Jordan train, I think, a little bit. But yeah, there's a lot of I think after Jordans, the most pairs I own, the most type of or model I own is our Air Max 90s.
Oh, really?
Bunch of Air Max 90s.
Wow. Yes.
Chloe.
Yep.
So you've been, I know you've been paying attention every Air Max month and every Air Max day. Where would you rank this year's release compared to the previous year's release?
This is the top.
This is the one?
Easily.
Wow. Now,
easily.
Can you rank them?
I would say this is number one.
What was
number two was when they came out with the Air Max 1 with the neon midsole,
but the red and white upper. Yeah. The first Air Max day.
Yeah.
The first Air Max day. Yeah. And then
Atmos.
Yeah, the Atmos.
Yeah.
Okay.
Elephant print. Atmos. Yeah.
That one. And then what was the other
Zero?
One? Zeros. Yeah, zeros.
Oh, zeros. Air Max Zero. Yeah.
Last. Okay.
That's because they overdid the Zero.
Yeah.
I think they overdid it afterwards.
They're still coming out with colorways, it seems like, anyway.
Yes. So it was, I have to agree, like the first colorway that they launched made it special because they weren't doing it again. But then
you could buy it on Nike.com right now.
Yeah,
that's
exactly.
That's what happened.
Thanks for watering it down, Chloe.
Yeah.
Sorry.
But yeah, I can agree with your rankings, definitely.
Yeah.
But this year, wow.
Yeah, they killed it.
Honestly?
Killed it.
Wow.
Are you looking for a day that they choose the 95 as the centerpiece to it?
I thought it would have been
the 30th anniversary.
It's okay. They came out with that greedy pair.
Yeah.
That year, and I was content with that.
Okay.
And it's gonna be. It's a classic. It's never. I don't need a day or a month to make it feel special.
Do you find that this Safari Atmos? Do you find it the right piece for them to pick to relaunch?
The pack?
Or would you have liked to see another limited Air Max 95 colorway to release?
No, I think this was perfect. The one and a 95. It. I think it will go and it'll reach the right people. Like. Mm-hmm. This would have worked more than a Meta 95, you know? I don't think a lot of other people would have understood a Meta 95.
Yes, it's very subtle, monster. The difference of the Meta. But what if, okay, imagine on Air Max Day Monday, this is totally hypothetical. If they decided, boom, we're going to launch another Air Max 95, that's your wheelhouse, which colorway would you hope for them to re-release? Like, out of the blue, they're like, boom, there's like so many pairs at this store.
I wish they would do the stash.
Okay. Yeah.
It's hard to get a pair of stashes now without the risk of it crumbling, you know?
Yeah. Okay.
That would be great.
I find that they're building the hype to Air Max Day and Air Max Month up more and more over the past 4 years.
Meaning
that I think the way they schedule Air Max Month these days has really... It's change from when it first started, like the Air Max Zero. That's really the only shoe you heard about back on that Air Max month.
Okay.
In my opinion,
I got
that's you. The only thing I really heard about was that Air Max Zero, and everyone's talked about that Air Max Zero. Next Air Max month, everyone's talking about Atmos.
I think they started really just thinking Air Max Day because they were only promoting that one day.
Mm-hmm.
Right. And they maybe they saw that they could, hey, we can extend this day into a week, into a month.
Totally.
And now they truly hammer it in month.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. And I think they built it right, especially with the Atmos, like the Safari Pack, the one in the 97 or 95, sorry, my bad. The 95. Build up the hype, and then boom, you got another banger
with that
97-1.
Yeah.
You know, I think next year it's only going to get bigger. What could happen next year?
Well, I hope they stick to like they did this year.
This formula.
Just like bringing back some old schools, bringing back one new model. Mm-hmm. Now, like last year, last year you had that high top, super high top Air Max shoe.
Yeah.
You had the
HTM,
LD0.
Right? Yeah.
Frag.
Gotcha.
That's too much stuff.
Too much.
Too much going on.
Yeah. I think they're, they've been testing stuff out, and I think they've got the right formula for this month.
For sure.
This year, sorry.
Mm-hmm. Next year, do you think they're going to build build it up even more to something that's more sought after, that's in the back catalog?
I don't know. It's pretty much the question, like, which previous Air Max can they bring back that's, like, really going to...
I think the voting system really worked.
Mm. Okay. I think that's good. Okay. Let the people choose kind of deal.
I think that's it was a great way for them to plan out their upcoming years of releases, because they know which ones are a hit.
Yeah, yeah, maybe
you might
they
get
do
some
that.
Duck camo next year. Tiger camo.
That'd
you
be
got
sick.
Me,
tiger.
Yeah, I like some of that duck
leopard
camo.
Print. There's so much stuff out there.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know. I'm not sure how I'm gonna proceed on release day. So people were recording this during the week before the release of the Sean Wotherspoon 97.1.
The build up. So
yeah,
what you're saying is you want that shoe.
I'm judging myself. I'm asking myself whether I really, really want them, whether it's the hype. Mm. I'm calling myself out on jumping on the bandwagon.
Yeah.
But I do want it.
I really want it.
Sean, do you want it?
I do not want it.
You
I'm
do
hoping
not want
I'm
it.
Hoping everybody wants it so I can get the Tinkers. But that's a whole other story, because isn't it the same day,
okay.
I think, right?
Okay, I like the strategy. Yeah. Okay. Chloe, you want it?
I definitely want a pair.
So
how are we going to get a pair?
that's the... We're going to looking at strategies. I know there's raffles. There's...
I think everyone who was able to has been on their social media, like Instagram, getting on those Instagram raffles, you know, boutique raffles also. But the first come, first serve is going to be real.
Chloe, if you get this shoe... If you manage to land this shoe, maybe you can update the people in the next podcast. Where would it rank in your pickups for the year? Can you even project to the end of the year and tell us where do you think this one would rank?
I think it would be my top pickup.
Honestly. Okay. So, Sean, since you're not going... Oh, but your Twitter finger is going to be on another shoe.
Yes.
But if that one doesn't go through, you can just...
I'll help out.
Yeah.
For sure.
Nice. I like that with the assists.
Sweet. Yeah. You know what? I'll throw in for you too.
Yes.
You know?
Thank you,
guys. Doesn't make sense for me to get it.
There you go.
Let's do that.
I'm going to rock them. Really going to rock them.
Good.
All right.
Yeah. I think it would definitely reign supreme as number one for the year.
Interesting.
The build up for a year has been crazy. If you're able to get a pair, congratulations.
Yeah.
Yep.
And, you know, I can't wait.
Yeah.
I really want a pair so bad, but I know it's going to be so hard. And you know what? I think I just read, I don't know if this is a rumor. I don't know if it is 100% confirmed, but apparently Nike.ca has canceled their online release for this shoe.
Whoa.
Maybe they're pulling a fast one.
I hope they are. So no one's on it. So I could just click, done.
Yeah.
Add to cart.
Congrats to anyone who got a pair.
Yeah.
And such.
If you're listening to this after the fact and you got a pair, congratulations. You're one of the lucky ones.
But just in case, Mike, you need what size?
I need 10 and a half.
Chloe, you need?
Eight. Size 8, please.
8. Yep. There you go.
10 and a half.
And 8.
Yeah. All right.
And if you can't get my size, get Chloe's size. I'll try to fit. But Air Max month. Something that we're going to look forward to for the next few years, I believe. You know who I'd really like, whose opinion I'd really like to get on this?
Whose?
Miss Hardy Girl.
Hardy Girl, yeah.
Yeah, because she's all about Air Max, and you know what? I think we should try to maybe get her on here.
Cool.
Hello.
Hey, Meredith, how are you?
I'm good, thanks. How are you?
We are very well, thank you. For everyone who doesn't know, this is Meredith Hardy, a.k.a. Hardy Girl. You can get her on Instagram at Hardy_girl. You could also get her on her website, hardygirl.com. Meredith, Chris is here with me, of course. Say hi, Chris.
What's up, Mare?
Hey, how are you?
Good. Now, we've been talking a lot about Air Max Month and Air Max Day, and we know you're super excited about Air Max Month and, of course, Air Max Day, but we know that this month has kind of had a few speed bumps for you. Maybe you can elaborate on that a little bit.
Sure, I'd be happy to. So overall, I have to say the month went very well. I managed to take wins on all three of the shoes I wanted.
Jealous.
But yeah.
We're all jealous.
Look, I don't know how it happened. I put in a lot of work, but I'm always feeling lucky when I get those wins. There were a few speed bumps, though, so I'll take you through what happened. I do want to say, though, it did resolve positively. So
cool.
Before
cool.
I jump in. All right, so I sort of figured out last Friday night that it looked like Nordstrom Toronto was going to get the Atmos Animal Pack 95s. I kind of like determined it from what they were posting on Instagram and figured might as well go by the store, take a chance that they would have them. So I did, got up early, not early enough as it turns out, and got there around 8:15. I always wish I had gone earlier, but that's how it was. And then I could see the shoe like through the window. So I was like super pumped because I was in the right place. And we were about, I want to say, 8th or 9th in line.
Okay.
Which is not necessarily the best spot if you're looking for a specific size, which we were. But we figured we had a pretty good shot at getting it. So we were waiting. People sort of, like, came in behind us. You know, the line started forming. And then, let's say, around 9:20, they started handing us out our tickets. All good so far. The person who runs the boutique told us that they had sizes 8 and under, which is perfect for me. And then I realized I probably wasn't going to get my size because I hadn't gotten there early enough.
Okay.
So I chatted to some guys in front of me in line, and they generously offered to do a trade with me. So that all good so far.
Very cool.
Happy, happy. So around 9:30, the door opens. We start filing in. And I noticed, like, the people behind me start sort of walking into the shoe section, and I'm wondering, you know, what's going on with that? Why are they like walking over there? And then I noticed them hug an employee, and something seems like it might be up. They're over at the side, and then I see the employee go and get the pink bags from Nordstrom. And then I start thinking something seems to be wrong here, and I'm coming closer to like my point in line, and then I ask for my size, and then they say, sorry, nothing available like above a 5.5.
Jeez.
And I'm getting like madder and madder as I'm seeing it happening. Because, you know, you put in the effort and you want things to be fair.
Yep.
And I know this stuff happens, but I've never seen it happen like in front of me before.
So
like,
shamelessly.
So yeah.
Yeah.
I was so surprised. So surprised. And so was everybody else in line.
Yep.
And to be fair, so was the staff of the Nike Nordstrom. They were also very surprised.
Wow.
Yeah,
so they were also pretty upset.
Interesting.
So, I read your write-up about the whole situation, and it was, so Nordstrom has like a Nike section, is that correct?
Yeah, they have a pop-up boutique in Nordstrom's Toronto, I think, Seattle, Chicago, New York, LA.
Okay.
They're actually super cool because they have women's sizes, which is nice for me.
Yeah,
for sure.
And they're starting to get like more of the exclusive shoes, which is even better, right?
Yeah.
They do cool events and stuff. Like, it's a really awesome thing. So that's what made me so upset, because here's this awesome thing, an awesome opportunity for like people to get sneakers, and then this happened right in front of us.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that has to be a little bit disheartening for sure, especially when you're watching it happen. You're like, no way. It's no.
That's exactly what I was saying. Exactly what I was saying. It's like, this can't be happening.
Yeah.
Like, I'm not seeing what I'm seeing.
Now, after you posted about this on social media, did Nordstrom reach out to you?
Yeah, they sure did. Lots of people from Nordstrom reached out to me.
Oh, nice.
People from Toronto, people from Seattle, which is where Nordstrom is based.
Very nice.
People who run the Nike Times Nordstrom boutique reached out. And then I heard from the store manager of the Toronto location, which is also really good. They handled it so well.
Nice.
I was so impressed. All I was looking for from them was like assurances that this kind of thing wouldn't happen in the future.
Yeah.
That anybody who puts in the time to line up at least has a fair shot.
Yeah, for sure. Very cool of you.
Yeah,
I like
that's cool.
That.
Yeah.
You're like a superhero.
And it's not like you you didn't stir shit up. Like,
no.
You just pointed it out.
You did it very professionally.
Yeah.
It was
pretty cool.
It was done very well. Now, if people want to read up on this whole situation, they can go to your website, hardygirl.com, and check out part one, right?
Yeah, that's
of your crazy weekend. Now, speaking of that whole weekend, you had the chance to stop by Soul Exchange Canada, the March Lace Up in Mississauga on the same day, right?
Yeah. So right after everything that happened at Nordstrom, I had to race home and pack up all the shoes I was bringing, and then race all the way out to Mississauga. Busy morning.
Yeah, for sure, for sure. Now, our buddy Sean over here said that Soul Exchange was really, really good. How did you like the turnout of the Mississauga Soul Exchange?
It was the busiest one I've ever been to. This is fourth one I think I've attended. Okay. It was packed. Like, there were times when I couldn't leave my little area because there were so many people.
Yeah. It looked absolutely insane from the pictures that we saw on social media or everywhere, basically. It seemed like this place was absolutely jam-packed.
In your, you were displaying, correct?
Yeah, that's right.
How much of your display was Air Max? Like, what percentage?
100%.
Oh, wow. Okay. Okay, that's awesome. Now, I'm not sure if the people listening know how much of an Air Max head you are, but you've been wearing Air Max all Air Max month, haven't you?
Yeah, every day.
That's amazing.
And a different pair?
And a different pair every day.
Yeah, a different pair.
So that's cool.
Yeah, I mentioned this on the podcast before. I said, yo, Hardy Girl's killing it. She's wearing a different pair every single day of Air Max Day. Not a lot of people do that. Not a lot of people can keep the consistency.
It's been fun. I have to say, as much as I love Air Max, I'm kind of counting down to when I can wear something else. I love them, but I love all my other shoes.
Do you have it all planned out till the end of the month or just until Air Max Day?
Well, I have a whole bunch I haven't worn yet.
Okay.
So I'm thinking I might just go to the 30th.
All right.
So I can get a chance to wear most of them, unless I switch to two a day.
Oh.
Which is kind of aggressive.
That's a big move.
I know you're a b-ball fan as well, and this is kind of your all-star month for Air Max.
Yeah.
Are there any pairs that you think might be snubbed for your Air Max month?
Stuff that I'm not going to get a chance at.
Yeah.
I think I'm not going to get a chance at my VaporMax. It's so cold.
Okay.
And they're flying it.
Gotcha. All right.
Yeah, that's good point. Very good point.
So, aside from this story, but it did resolve itself pretty nicely with the Nordstrom. I hear you've been on a streak of some sort.
Yeah.
Listen to that.
Maybe you could walk the people through. Yeah.
Yeah. So I was trying. Obviously, I wanted both Atmos pairs, and I wanted, same as everybody else, the 97 ones. So I put a lot of work in. I don't think people realize how much work it is to enter raffles, and entered for the Atmos between us probably 20 raffles globally.
Wow. That's work.
Wait, I'm just getting started. was scouting
places. That was
the first
day.
Yeah, scouting obscure places that might get them that I might have a shot at. And luckily, between us, we won one raffle for the ones, which
Amazing.
Was outstanding. Yeah, so pumped. And then obviously I got the 95s at Nordstrom, which is also amazing. And then I spent the next week, this whole last week, entering raffles again. So I took a day off and then right back at it. And between us this time, we entered probably 50 raffles.
Jeez.
Not even joking.
That is a lot of work.
I have a spreadsheet.
Really?
So I don't want to enter twice by accident, right?
Gotcha.
You don't want to automatically disqualify yourself.
Exactly. I get into those spots too. How Instagram's set up these days with the algorithm, the same post might pop up and say, I thought I liked this one already.
Yeah, or some people use the same picture and you're like, have I seen this before? Yeah.
I think that's spreadsheet.
Yeah, spreadsheet idea is a great idea. Wow.
Okay.
Yeah. So I keep myself organized. I have to say, out of those 50 raffles, so that's me and Lays entering together because we're going to share a size. So we have 50 chances. I took 50 L's, not a single win.
Oh my goodness. Yeah.
Which is crazy, right? All those hours of work. But then Capsule, which is a boutique in Toronto, was posting all week. They were posting pictures of Air Max and saying, what Air Max is this? I can't resist, right? Uh-huh. So of course I comment on every single one, saying what one it was.
You got this.
And then I was I think they're up to something. I know they're getting the 97 ones. And I haven't seen any raffle info, so I'm like, I'm gonna keep going. And I commented on every single one. And then last night I was at a party and I got a notification that they had tagged me in a post. I'm like, huh, nice. That's interesting. Oh, I wonder what that means. And then they put up a post saying that I won the chance to buy them.
Oh, nice. My God. Oh, so good. Bravo.
Oh, I'm so
Bravo.
Happy for you.
I entered 50 raffles on purpose and won one I didn't even know I entered.
There you go. Ah, that's so good.
Yo, life is crazy like that. I'm so happy for you. Wow.
So
thank you.
The three, just to recap for the people that are like trying to follow, the three pairs that you were looking to get during this Air Max month were which
the,
ones?
The Atmos Animal Pack 1s and 95s.
Yes.
And the 97 ones.
Okay, perfect.
The 97 ones.
Ooh. So when we were messaging each other, you stated that this was your best Air Max month since the Air Max Day phenomenon began, yeah?
Yeah, for sure. In terms of successes.
Okay.
I like that.
Last year I got one.
One pair, okay.
One.
Interesting. Which one was that?
Last year I won a raffle for the Jordan 3. Air Max 1.
Yeah, Atmos? Elephant?
Yeah. Okay, yeah, the elephant print. Did you get the pack?
Yeah.
Nice.
So it was one, but it was a big one.
Oh, yeah, for sure. I have to ask you, with all of this Air Max month and with this 97.1 and the Atmos pack, do you know what you're wearing on Air Max Day?
Ooh.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Ooh.
Yeah, I picked that one out long ago.
Well, when did you pick it out? Last year?
Well, I bought two older models earlier this month.
Oh.
Well, she's breaking out heaters.
I think I know what it is. I'm not going to say it. You want to keep it like a
No, I can tell everybody. I'm going to wear the Air Max 90 Current Cause.
Ooh.
It's so sick.
Yeah. It's so sick. Speechless. I love that shoe. It is so badass. Yeah, so you mentioned how you guys are entering all these raffles and you're keeping tabs of what you're doing, and it's a lot of work. And I assume, like, you've written it in your article how some people might think that because you're a blogger and you're so involved in the community that a lot of pairs of sneakers get just sent to you, or you get like reserved pairs or anything. And
I've never had a reserve pair in my life, like from a boutique. Never. I have zero plugs. Nike has sent me shoes. They sent me a shoe this month. It was a 270, which is awesome.
Mm-hmm.
Very cool.
But I always post. If a brand has sent me something, I'll post it. But yeah. I buy 99% of the shoes you see on my feed.
There you go.
That's amazing.
I mean, I think there's joy and there's satisfaction in receiving pairs from brands or stores.
For sure.
But there's a different type of satisfaction in putting in all that work and then coming out a winner through your own effort, right?
Yeah, especially if you figure something out that maybe other people haven't, just because you put in a lot of work. That's fun.
Yeah, I don't know how you guys find the raffles to enter, let alone then enter them, you know?
Yeah, I'm going to write a blog post on it because I think other people can learn to do it too. It's not hard. You just need to Google a lot.
Oh, what is this point. Google you
yeah,
speak
Google.
Of?
I've never heard of it. Meredith, so a lot of people know that you are based out of Toronto. Have you stopped by any cool Air Max activations at stores or anything like that?
Yeah. This is embarrassing because I am so into Air Max. So I literally went on a walk today so I could check out all the Air Max installations.
Is that embarrassing? So I walked, that's awesome.
I mean, this is what I do with my Saturday. So I walked to the Eaton Center and I went to the House of Hoops on Yonge, and they have a really nice 270 display with like these balloons in the shape of a shoe. Anyways, it's super cool. And then I walked back and I went to Livestock and they have the 97 ones and like some other cool stuff in there. And then on Monday, I'll go to Capsule.
Yeah. Very cool. Yeah. That is going to be like the sweetest walk. You'll be walking tall that day for sure.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, my goodness. I'm so jealous.
But the way you're going, you'll probably walk into another store like this evening. They'll be like, you're the 100th customer to walk in. You get a pair.
this month it seems to be going my way. So yeah, maybe.
That's amazing. Well, Meredith, we really appreciate you taking the time to talk to us and getting ready for Air Max Day. We hope you have an amazing Air Max Day. Thank you so much. If people want to follow you on social media or on Instagram, where can they do so?
They can follow me on Instagram @Hardy_girl and online @HardyGirl.com.
Very cool. Thank you so much. We always love having you on the Sneaker Podcast, and we'll definitely be maybe we're going to stop by Toronto and come see you soon.
Yeah.
Okay, sounds good. That's awesome.
Awesome. Right. Thank you so much. You have a great rest of your day.
You too. Bye-bye.
Yo, Hardy Girl with the crazy stories, eh?
Yeah, but I'm glad that she ended up with her pair.
Yeah, I'm glad it all worked out. And you know what? I think it's a big step forward for women in sneakers, too.
Yeah, I mean, yes, take your place.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And definitely. I like how she's backing up everyone. So, yo, shout out to Meredith, Hardy Girl, go follow her @Hardy_girl on Instagram. Yo, she's got some crazy shots and she has got some serious, serious heat.
Crazy.
Yeah, crazy.
Nuts.
Yeah. So let's wrap it up, Chris. Where can people find you on the Instagrams?
@Christopher.Chu.
Chloe, where can people find you?
@Chlorel.
And Sean, where can people find you?
@Scholar23 or @OG Support Group.
Yeah, go check him out. You can follow me @OnAirWithMikeD. Make sure you follow our buddy Alex @SujiCyphersons. We'll catch you back here next time on a regular episode of the podcast. Until then, have a great day. Later.
Peace.
Peace.